Marley was dead, to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone with Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Nobody ever stopped him in the street to say, "My dear Scrooge, how are you? When will you stop by and see me?" But what did Scrooge care? It was the very thing he liked, to edge along the crowded paths of life, warning all human sympathy to keep its distance. "Bah," said Scrooge. "Humbug."
"Christmas a humbug, Uncle? Why, you don't mean that, I'm sure."
"I do. Out upon Christmas. What's Christmas time but a time for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer? If I can work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way, and let me keep it in mine."
"Keep it? But you don't keep it."
"Well, then let me leave it alone, then. Good afternoon."
"No," said a great fat man with a monstrous chin. "I don't know much about it either way. I only know he's dead."
"When did he die?" inquired another.
"Last night, I believe."
"Why, what was the matter with him? I thought he'd never die."
"Oh, God knows," said the first man with a yawn.
"Well, what has he done with all his money?"
asked a red-faced gentleman. "I haven't heard," said the man with the large chin. "Company, perhaps. He hasn't left it to me, that's all I know."
"You went today, then, Robert?"
said Mrs. Cratchit.
"Yes, my dear," returned Bob. I wish you could have gone. It would have done you good to see how green a place it is. But you'll see it often. I promised him that I would walk there on a Sunday. My little child. My little child."
"Oh, no, Spirit. No. Spirit, hear me. I am not the man that I was. I will not be the man that I must have been. Why show me this if I am past all hope? Assure me that I may change these shadows you have shown me by an altered life."
"It's only once a year, sir. It shall not be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir."
"Now, I'll tell you what, my friend. I'm not going to stand for this sort of thing any longer. And therefore," Scrooge continued, leaping from his stool and giving Bob such a dig in the waistcoat that he staggered back into the tank again, "and therefore, I'm about to raise your salary." Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but his own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that truly be said of all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us.